so probably not a threat to anyone at this point in time. I did, in fact, meet Mr. Lee Harvey Oswald, and I was aware of his existence for some time. And as you probably know, if you had read my book, that I had met Mr. Oswald in Mexico City in the 1960s, sometime before the shooting of President Kennedy. At that time, I was the station chief in Mexico City. I suppose my official title at that time, I can't really remember, was cultural attaché or something, something like that. Something that was a little bit less clandestine sounding. And as you may know, since you are interested in world politics, that there are certain individuals that we do keep on a watch list, people that are of interest, not always because they are a threat to national security, but often because they're a threat to our image or a threat to themselves, and in Mr. Oswald's case, a threat to his family as well. He wasn't a very good man in any manner, shape, or form. Photograph where he was trying to impress Fidel Castro, which we laughed about for quite some time. Mr. Oswald barely passed rifle training. His whole function in the Kennedy assassination was probably the only epiphany the man ever had in his whole life. He said, I am a patsy, and he sure as hell was. He was definitely a patsy. It's probably the only way the man would have ever got into the history books. He should actually thank the fates that he was a patsy in that respect. Why was John Fitzgerald Kennedy killed? I honestly couldn't tell you, but I do know this. Over the next almost three decades, we manufactured more boats, planes, helicopters, rifles. You name it, our military industrial complex was humming 24 hours a day. So, you do the math on that one and tell me what you think, but it's only a theory. But Lee Harvey Oswald, he was a patsy and a damn good one. John F. Kennedy, he was a prince and a martyr when we needed one.